I wanted to talk about the film Top Gun: Maverick. This is the follow-up to the original Top Gun, which debuted some 36 years ago. It's amazing that Tom Cruise has become this international film star we all really love to watch in all of his different franchises, and that he is still making amazing films to this day, and this one is no exception. In addition to Tom Cruise, this film stars Jennifer Connelly as Penny Benjamin, Val Kilmer makes an appearance as the Iceman, Jon Hamm as Admiral Bo Cyclone Simpson. This film was originally set to debut sort of during the heart of the COVID pandemic, and it was delayed a year because of that reason. All the theaters in the United States were pretty much closed. Tom Cruise really wanted this to be a movie that would release in the theaters to get the full effect of the entire film, the cinematography, everything flying through the air. I heard that there were some offers to get it released on Netflix or some sort of streaming service, which he quashed. It was with great reason that he did that. I think it was delayed about a year and a half, and it came out the perfect timing, and it was probably the best, or if not the only, blockbuster hit that we've had for the summer of 2022. This is the follow-up to the original Top Gun, which came out in the late 80s or the early or mid to late 80s, 1986, I think, which was a really, really good, fun film when Tom Cruise was much younger. You have to wonder, in this film, Tom Cruise is still flying specialized aircraft, F-15s or F-16s. I'm not sure which military aircraft he's flying, but no way. There's just no way that in real life, 30-something years later, he would still be doing the same thing in the Navy. This was addressed in the film poorly, I believe, but it's one of the misgivings and one of the things you have to sort of suspend your disbelief about, that he would still be in the Navy and he would still be flying and teaching people how to fly in the Top Gun section of the Navy. Once you get past that, you just kind of learn to let it roll. Just kind of roll with the punches. You really, really will enjoy this film. Jennifer Connelly plays the love interest, Penny Benjamin. She was originally just mentioned, I believe, in the original Top Gun. She wasn't in the original one. So it sort of made sense to put a face to the character in this film. Val Kilmer makes sort of almost just like a cameo appearance in the movie. It was really amazing because they showed him talking using a computer voice, sort of like Stephen Hawking's type of voice, where it's playing off of a computer. When he gets up to shake Tom Cruise's hand, the film shows him sort of whispering something to Tom Cruise, or saying something audibly and loud enough, but sounded more like a whisper. And that was all done through computer-aided artificial intelligence. I had already read that there was a scene like that, but watching it and seeing how well it was done and how well it was matched to his lip syncing, it was done really well considering that he can no longer speak due to cancer. In the film, they sort of concocted this crazy storyline where there was some essentially what amounts to like a volcano, an extinct volcano, where they had to fly around and had to go around certain areas, almost like a Star Wars Death Star scene. He had to kind of be able to navigate perfectly using all your Top Gun skills, then fly up to the top of the volcano and then all the way down, hit your target, and then fly out. It had to be done just right. Otherwise, the entire mission was going to be a failure. And that was why they brought Tom Cruise or Maverick back to teach these people how to do it. Unfortunately, when they were training the Top Gun staff to be able to do this, none of them were able to complete all the tasks, and only Maverick himself could do the whole thing. He had sort of done that just to prove that it could be done. He ends up flying in the mission himself. I don't think they ever identified where the enemy was, but for some reason I got it in my mind that it was Iran, but it was this territory that they went to. It was a mountainous region. It was snowy. It was beautiful scenery. When they start their mission, I'm about to talk about some spoilers here. Once they start their mission, they go through, and there's like three of them, I think, flying. As they're going, they boom, they blow up their target, and they're starting to come out. And then next thing you know, they're being followed by enemy aircraft or being chased by enemy aircraft. There was like three or four of them, and they end up shooting all but one, and Maverick's plane got clipped, and he went down. There was a scene where as he parachuted down, got out of the parachute, try to find some cover. Here comes an attack helicopter. This attack helicopter came out of nowhere, and all of a sudden he's running for his life with the machine gun shooting at him. That's when another one of his Top Gun people comes by and destroys the helicopter just in the nick of time. It was pretty cool. It was exciting, and it was almost, you could say, a patriotic moment when you destroy the enemy and you succeed and no one gets killed. Still, you had to suspend your disbelief on that, because there's no way that an attack helicopter would have been that quick to his crash destination or his crash site that would have got there that quick. The guy that saved him, his aircraft was crashed too or something. I can't remember. So it's the two of them, and they're stuck in this hostile land, and they have to figure out a way to get out of the territory. And of course, they're near the base they had nearly destroyed. They find an old U.S. F-14. And it's just as easy as walking over there, starting it up, driving right out of there. And that's what they did. That's another point that you would have to suspend your disbelief. And so they did that, and they flew out. Pretty much they made it back to the base after some more close calls in the air. There was another close call where they were about to get blown to bits by a heat-seeking missile, and they were rescued by their compatriots or by their compadres. That was pretty much how that film and the action sequences, and it was very exciting. Everything was filmed high definition, very little, if any, CGI. It felt real. It was very interesting. It even felt like, even though I know Tom Cruise was not allowed to fly a military aircraft, it felt like he was flying. The way they filmed it, it made you feel like he was actually flying the aircraft in the scenes that they shot. I have to give credit to Tom Cruise for, number one, holding the film to be released in the theaters, and number two, not bending to the will of foreign nations on what they want clipped out of the movie. I do respect those decisions, and it could financially, in some cases, on a smaller movie, that could have had a serious financial impact, but in this case, Maverick has been a $1 billion movie, so it did not impact it that much. Having said all that, of course, I give this film 5 stars. I thought it was great. It's unfortunate that I will probably never see another Top Gun, but it was a really cool movie. The film also instills in you that inherent bit of patriotism that you have for your country, at least as an American. It makes you proud to be an American, and the power that the United States has in its military, the people and everything. It's just a very patriotic film.